countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, they dug you up, you come from underground.
It's believed that the humble potato was first domesticated in South America 8,000 years ago, but it wasn't until the 1530s that it arrived in Europe, courtesy of the Spaniards. In Ireland, we consume about 2.5 times more spuds annually than the global average. But in line with global trends over the past 20 years, consumption is dropping, particularly among younger consumers.
We have huge challenges ahead.
The trend was bucked during COVID, but now there are signs that the consumption is falling again post-lockdown. This is sure to be one of the main topics discussed at the 11th World Potato Congress, which has been staged in Ireland for the very first time at the beginning of next month. Michael Hoy is the president of the Irish Potato Federation, and he'll welcome around 800 delegates from across the world to the event at the RDS in Dublin.
We saw a very encouraging trend through COVID. When people were eating more at home, they were cooking potatoes, and we were really taking on the pasta and rice market, and we were so delighted with that. But now that is tailing off again because people are back out eating on the move. They don't have the same time as they had. So consumption has been falling back, Damien. And what we would like to recapture is some of that market that we had for the last couple of years.
It all started with a couple of acres of land, 5 acres of land and a cottage my dad inherited. Literally, I suppose the story started with converting those acres into new season queen potatoes.
The Mead Farm Group, based outside Lobanstown in County Meath, has humble beginnings. Philip Mead Sr. started selling potatoes to shops and restaurants in the northeast in the 1970s. And today, the company is one of the main potato operators in the country, employing over 370 people, mostly from the surrounding area. This farm will welcome delegates on tour in 2 weeks' time, where they will be able to see how sustainability is a cornerstone of the business. Philip Mead's daughter, Eleanor, is operations manager.
Sustainability, people maybe might forget, it does come at a price and it does cost money. But for us, that was part of our decision making and a long, long time ago. It was at the kitchen table 30 years ago. How can we actually invest sustainably, and what can we do? All sorts of business decisions that we make a lot of them. You're always trying to see, is it good for the environment? Is it good for the business? Is it good for, you know, carbon footprint and so on and so forth? But yes, it does cost money, and for the customer, I do think they appreciate. They do want to know where their food comes from, and if it can be sustainably produced in Ireland, then that's a good thing.
No potato is left unused. Even the 20% not fit for the shop shelves are now being used to make starch.
The humble spud is all we've known. You know, we come from historic times with the famine and so on over the years. So for us, we wanted to see what else could we do with the potato and how can we make it a sustainable production for us and for obviously the industry. So a number of years ago in the 90s, we were actually exporting surplus potatoes to Europe for the reasoning of chipping or for starch. And so I suppose we began a journey, a research and development project in 2016 to see how can we fully utilise the potato crop. You know, how can we ensure that instead of 70-80% of the crop making it to market, how can we ensure that 100% of everything we grow has a value? So for us, it was all about getting every extra piece of value out of the potato. And that led us to basically start producing our own starch. There's nobody in Ireland or the UK producing starch as we speak. And for us, it was a great way of utilising not just our crop 100%, but for the farming industry and for the potato industry, that we can utilise any surplus crop and we can use it in a sustainable way.
All our high-grade seed was coming from really the northeast of Scotland.
Brexit has hit the potato business hard in Ireland. Seed, traditionally sourced from Scotland, is now effectively banned post-Brexit due to plant health regulations. Michael Hoy once again.
When Brexit happened, this was cut off from us. It's probably a political piece more than anything else, but it's plant health rules. And it has come to as a nasty shock to our industry. And it's something that we would like to get resolved. And it's actually quite a worry for most growers out there today.
And will that have an impact on supply over the next couple of years if it's not resolved?
I don't think it'll have an impact on supply. What it will have is an impact on quality. And as you know, Damien, people buy with their eye today. They want this perfect potato that doesn't have blemishes, with the pigment perfect. This is why we have to get as close to mother seed as possible.
You're my little potato.
Just finally, Michael, when we go into a supermarket now and we see that we can buy a 5 kilo bag of potatoes cheaper than a bag of chips, do you think that, you know, it devalues the product when it's sold very cheaply in supermarkets?
This is a huge problem for our industry, as it is for the vegetable industry, that our products have been used as loss leaders by the supermarkets here, in effect, really. And when something is undervalued, like potatoes and vegetables are at the minute, and you're well aware of these 49 cent specials, etc., these are very hard for us to work out. And the Irish growers here are under severe pressure. And especially we have a huge worry for this year, because the crop has cost a lot more to grow this year, because, as you know, input costs have gone through the roof, especially fertilisers. And seed, and then the diesel to put it in. It's one of the most expensive crops that can be grown.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato.
And that was Michael Hoy of Country Crest, who is also president of the Irish Potato Federation, and before that, Eleanor Mead of Mead Farm Group, and both will be central to the World Potato Congress, which is taking place in Dublin in 2 weeks' time. Well, joining me now in studio is Lorcan Burke, who's sector manager of fresh produce and potatoes at Bord Bia, who are also one of the sponsors of the Congress. Lorcan, good morning and welcome to Countrywide.
Good morning, Damien. Good to be here.
And you're just back from Brussels, where a campaign, I believe, has been launched to promote vegetables among consumers. And Michael Hoy referred to it there, that, you know, vegetable growers and potato growers, they're under pressure.
Well, in 2015, Ireland applied under the auspices of Bord Bia for a EU a potato promotional programme. And yeah. We put in place one. That lasted for 3 years, from 2015 to 2018. It was very successful. It raised the potato sales by about 33%. To such extent, it was cooperation with the industry, but we followed up with a second campaign, and this started in 2020. And we're in the third year of this campaign, but this one was specifically aimed at a younger generation to try to make potatoes much more exciting and relevant to millennial lifestyles, which we all know are very busy and full. Of course, the lesser appreciated thing about potatoes is that potatoes are grown in every single country in the world, practically. Yeah. So they are actually a world food. And associated with the potatoes grown in those countries as vegetables and meats. So you can actually have an international cuisine just based on potatoes. And of course, them being fat-free and gluten-free, two other aspects that are poorly appreciated, people have sort of taken them a bit for granted, I think, over the years.
Yeah, it's surprising, because we're looking for, you know, healthier food, we're looking for affordable food, and you can't look past the potato for both of those. Will you give me an overview, Lorcan, if you will, of the potato sector in Ireland? Like, how many growers do we have? You say potatoes are grown all over the world, but in Ireland, where are we?
Well, potatoes are about 25% of total horticultural production in the country. Department of Agriculture have officially registered about 700 growers, which seems an awful lot.
Yeah.
But actually, when you distill that down a piece, I think you've got a really cohort of about 300 professional growers there who are heavily invested and do what we would call commercial scale.
But how much land is under potatoes in the country?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we've roughly 8,614 hectares, which is a production annually of over 300,000 tonnes. And a farm output value of 116 million in 2021. That realises itself into a market value of 236 million, and a volume sales largely into households in Ireland of 225,000 tons. Now, that excludes the volume that is going through food service, which is obviously another very substantial
piece. Restaurants and hotels,
piece,
yeah. We import potatoes, though, for chips. Is that right?
Fresh chips would be a key import. New season potatoes from, you'd often see those Italian Cyprus potatoes coming in, and some salad potatoes. But a lot of the people who buy chips, they think they're actually Irish potatoes, but our research would say that there's a shock when they find out that they're actually
okay.
Not.
So there's the fun fact of the day. When you're eating your bag of chips tonight, going home from the pub, the chances are that the potatoes they're made from are not Irish.
Well, just ask. That's the big thing, because we're trying to position Irish chips as a local food from local growers and supporting local communities.
And this Congress is happening now in a couple of weeks, and Obor Beer involved in it. It's a significant event, I would presume.
Well, it's taking up a lot of our time. The Irish Potato Federation are leading on it. We're the platinum sponsors of it. From my own end, we've got within Bloom, we're organising some great things to show the delegates coming from all over the world. And literally, they are coming from all over the world.
Yeah. Well, that's great, because we're going to be in Bloom ourselves in a couple of weeks' time. And it's great that it's back again, and people that will be visiting it will be able to see that for themselves in a couple of weeks' time. Lorcan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.